Well, thoughts about how things went for you and what you were able to do so successfully against UCLA?
I think, first of all, our O-line had a great push, which opened up the run game, and then which in turn opened up the pass. It's a pity that, you know, coming back and watching film, seeing the little things we could have done better to possibly win the game. But overall, I think we got better from the week before, and we plan to get better this week.
How do you feel your approach changed? Has it just been openings, or, you know, you just seem to be running really, really hard, running through people, bouncing off, making a lot of things happen?
I don't know. I think with the more reps I get, the more opportunity I have to have runs and do more things with my skill set.
Where do you feel like you need to improve? What's the next step for you?
I think definitely with, I hate to say it, but just breaking tackles downfield. I know there's a lot of times I get slipped up, and I think as well with my blocking scheme, there's a lot of improvement to do there, and with my routes as well. So there's a lot of improvement for me to make.
Talk about the hurdle.
They're going low, you know, a lot. So I decided to go up and over one time, and it ended up working out. So they're going for my knees, and, you know, I'd prefer to bang with them up high, but if they're going to go low, I'll go up and over.
Well, jumping high is not a tough thing for you, I imagine.
Well, since high school, you know, I weigh, let's see, almost 40 pounds more than I did when I jumped. So it's tough. I surprised myself a little bit, but I still got it a little bit, I guess.
Would you like to be returning kicks?
Absolutely. You know, I'm still back there. When the coaches give me the okay, I'll be there, and then as well on punt and punt return. So,
why don't you have the okay? Is it because of the workload with running back?
Yeah, just with it just depends on how many plays you're getting on offense and defense, and they tend to want to try and keep everyone safe with what they're doing. So with the increased reps, I've been set back to with the twos, with the punt return, punt and kickoff return. But I'm still on the teams. So
you also have that workload at home, changing diapers and stuff, don't you?
Oh yeah. I was up last night doing that, and it was quite the experience.
How has that changed your life?
It's been great. You know, it's brought a lot of joy. My wife and I definitely have been tandem working together a lot more, and it's fun. I mean, getting up in the middle of the night, holding the baby, frustrated, but once you see her, and you just got to smile and be happy. But it's a great change. We love it.
How much of your success is from actually getting healthy? It seems like the coaches talked about, and you missed some spring and summer workouts, maybe a little bit, trying to get healthy. Now that you are, how does it feel?
It feels great. You know, there's less hesitation when, you know, when you're healthy. I feel a lot better. You know, last season I came off with a broken foot, got that fixed right when I jumped back in, had a hernia just in time for a fall camp, and I've been feeling great so far. It stinks being injured, but when you're not, you're able to do more things. So I'm happy I've been healthy so far.
Do you feel like you've got a target on your back after putting up, you know, what, 150? You think Michigan's going to kind of key in, kind of try to shut you down?
I have no clue, you know. All I have to say is when our O-line gets pushing like they do, it just opens up runs. I might have a target, or the running backs as a whole, you know, we may be targeted, but we'll step up to the challenge. We love challenges like that.
How do you feel the backs are doing as receivers out of the backfield for Tanner?
I think we're doing good. Like I said, one of the things I can work on as well the other backs is work on our routes, be a little more crisp for him because he's new. And when we do our job exactly the way we're supposed to, it makes things easier for him. So that's one thing that we can improve on, but I think we're doing fairly well with it.
And what is it about you guys as an offense that in these tight fourth quarters that you guys don't get down? Because a lot of teams, you know, don't react so well to those situations, but you guys seem to thrive in them.
You know, I think it's the sideline. You know, you get to the sideline, everyone's just like, hey, we have time. There's time left on the clock. Let's roll. We've got time to make something happen. I think that's one of the things. Our sideline's up, and there's a lot of hope. Guys are ready to go and do their job. So I think that's one thing that's helped us in the fourth quarter be the team that we are. And now there's things as an offense as a whole we can work on, you know, converting, getting first down so we can get in the end zone instead of kicking field goals, but that's something we've been working on.
Is that mentality something that built over the years, or did you guys kind of just have it this year?
I'd say something that was built in the summer, actually, training together, and we've just had a fearless mindset to finish. That's what our coaches have been teaching us, is to finish, and that's what we've been trying to do.